Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won, you know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'ma tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some, uh-huh. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
that. Alexis lose. Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention
what?
Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't trying to flaunt.
Uh-uh.
See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drilling.
Yeah.
You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know what body's great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life a race, so win some, lose some,
uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', lose.
I'm chillin', I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning, we winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it, but y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting, and did I forget to mention
what?
Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some,
uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it, but y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting, and did I forget to mention
what?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning. We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. Any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still closing the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord tonight, amen. Thank you, Bishop. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. You know we got it. We got that word. The Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, We are in the building, praise God. It is the Black Prince, the Priestess, and the First Lady in full effect. Hallelujah. And we're going to bring a dynamic, hallelujah, word for you tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Once again, we thank God for everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio that's tuned in to the broadcast on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to come before your throne as humbly as we know how, Lord, and we want to tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for you being you, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift you up on today. Lord, we ask that your revelation, knowledge, enlighten us on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We came here to hear from nobody else but you. Hallelujah, Lord. And with all, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you. Lord, we just want to magnify your holy name. Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. And Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just praise you. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we just want you to know that we love you. Hallelujah. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God and amen. Once again, we thank God. Hallelujah. Everybody that's called in, tuned in today. Hallelujah. You know what it is. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, the First Lady and the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah. Bring you the Word of God because we got it. Hallelujah. We got that word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Today we want to go to a familiar passage of scripture. Those of you that got your electronic devices. Hallelujah. Those of you that got your Bibles. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Psalms 100. Glory to God on today. Psalms 100. Very, 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 hallelujah, familiar passage of scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 100, we're going to read it in its entirety. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on today. We're going to go back and we're going to break this down verse, hallelujah, by verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First of all, we have to take note that the writer, hallelujah, of this psalm is King David. Praise God. Hallelujah. The same one that wrote, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. The same one, hallelujah, amen, that killed the giant Goliath at age 14, praise God. The same one who was, amen, hallelujah, said to be a man after God's own heart. He wrote this song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he wrote it at a time, amen, praise God, where he was happy to go into the house of the Lord. Praise God. And so he starts off, he says, hallelujah, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Make a joyful, hallelujah, noise unto the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. This is a comment, so we have to pause. We have to meditate on what the man of God is trying to tell us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's telling us we need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to first ask ourselves, hallelujah, if we are making noise. Hallelujah. What kind of noise are we making? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because David is instructing us to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he starts off telling us, amen. So see, a lot of us making noise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what kind of noise are we making? Praise God. When we come before the throne of grace, when we pray, when we come to church, hallelujah, when we alone, hallelujah, amen, when we're talking to the Lord, what kind of noise are we making? Are we complaining? Glory to God. Are we mumbling? Hallelujah. Are we grumbling? Amen. Are we steady saying, why, Lord? Why me? Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at the situation. Look at what's going on. Look at this. Look at that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, we making some noise. Hallelujah. Look, for the sake of argument, let's replace that make some noise, hallelujah, with pray. Hallelujah. Make a joyful prayer unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we say we pray. Hallelujah. But what are we saying when we pray? When we come into communication with God, that's what prayer means. Praise God. Prayer means to come into communication, hallelujah, with God, to talk to God. Hallelujah. What are we saying? Praise God. Hallelujah. When we're communicating with him. Hallelujah. He's telling us, the writer is telling us, we are to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's one thing. Hallelujah. Amen. This isn't long. Praise God, so to speak. Amen. This is a man, hallelujah, amen, of God pouring out his heart about how he feels about God. Praise God, hallelujah. This isn't a law. This isn't in the book of laws where this is something you got to go do. If you don't go do this, God's going to do this and all this other thing. Praise God to you. Hallelujah. This ain't a law. Praise God. Some might say this is advice. Hallelujah. Praise God. But who better to take it from than David? Who's more blessed? Hallelujah. Praise God than David. Hallelujah. David had to be doing something right. Hallelujah. In order to achieve the blessings, not only the monetary blessings, but the spiritual blessings, the level of blessings that he achieved from watching sheep, from sheep herding, hallelujah, for his daddy in the backyard, hallelujah, glory to God, to being the king over Israel, sitting on the throne in the palace, hallelujah, praise God. He had to be doing something right. Maybe it was the noise he was making to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe he stayed making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, he paused with that comma. Hallelujah. Amen. Who? Hallelujah. We want to answer the question, who should make a joyful noise? Because you know, church folks are trying to seclude you. Hallelujah. Instead of including you, they'll try to seclude you, exclude you, excuse me. Praise God, hallelujah, excludes you from the praise because you come from the wrong side of the tracks. Glory to God. I know all about your family. Hallelujah. I went to school with your mama. Hallelujah. I know your dad. Praise God, hallelujah. I know what kind of people y'all are. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You know, some people are trying to dictate who they think belongs in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who's supposed to be in here praising God? Who's supposed to be in here magnifying God? Hallelujah. Praise God. And they try to section it out. Hallelujah. Like I see when they vote now, they got it sectioned out, this county here, this county there, trying to separate people. Hallelujah. When you voting politically. Hallelujah. And that's what they try to do in the church. They try to separate us spiritually. Hallelujah, amen. But when David wrote this, David said, all ye lambs. Praise God, hallelujah. That means everybody. Nobody was excluded when David said, hallelujah, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. He didn't say just you Jews. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. He ain't say just you Pharisees, just you priests. Hallelujah. Just you Hebrews, just you Israelites. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He said, all ye lands, no matter where you from, no matter your nationality, hallelujah, amen, no matter your gender, no matter your background, hallelujah, you are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The writer is trying to let us know. David is trying to let you know, no matter how much man has tried to exclude you, hallelujah, amen, from being a child of God, God has always included you. Praise God, hallelujah, and through, hallelujah, his prophet, through his man of God, he has told us we are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, hallelujah, all ye lands, everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Then when we go to verse 2, hallelujah, he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then there's an ampersand right there. Hallelujah. That means it's really like a sentence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the really the end of that statement. Praise God. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, when we are doing the will of God, hallelujah, be glad to do what you're doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't just do it because it's the religious thing to do. It's a traditional thing to do. It's the thing that you've been doing, hallelujah, that your parents told you to do because they did it, hallelujah. So you're doing it out of religious rhetoric. In other words, it's just something you do out of obligation. I got to do this. Praise God, hallelujah. But are you glad to do it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you happy, amen, to be serving the Lord in whatever capacity that you're serving him? And when we hear serving, hallelujah, we automatically think about Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Whatever role, whatever position we have in the church, praise God. Hallelujah. And yes, if you serve in the church, you should be happy. Hallelujah. To be serving. Hallelujah. In the church, if you're serving in the right capacity, you should be serving. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you are a grumpy usher, maybe you shouldn't be on the usher board. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you can't sing, if you can't hold a note, maybe you should not be in the choir. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In certain positions you're supposed to be in, and certain you ain't supposed to be in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you ain't happy to be doing what you're doing, maybe you're doing the wrong thing. But I don't think David is talking about just serving in the church. Hallelujah, on Sunday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think he's talking about serving him that Sunday morning before you got to church. Hallelujah. That Sunday morning when you was leaving church. Monday morning when you got up and went to work. Hallelujah. Praise God. All the way up to Saturday night, are you serving God? Hallelujah. It's real easy to serve him in the church on Sunday morning because you have a certain duty you got to do. You got to stand at the door. You got to escort people in. I'm serving it. Hallelujah. I'm doing God's work.
You are the last party
hallelujah.
In the conference.
Praise God. But how are you doing God's work? Hallelujah. Amen. On Sunday morning. I mean, during the rest of the week. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you're not, hallelujah, as they might say, on the clock. Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you serving them then? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. How are you serving God then? Hallelujah. Praise God. When you see people in need, are you helping those people out? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you see God's work needing to be done on a day-to-day basis, hallelujah. Yeah, you on the usher board on Sunday morning and you help old people get to their seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But when you was on the bus, hallelujah, and that old lady got on the bus. Did you help her get on the bus and help her get to her seat? Because you was off the clock. You didn't feel like that was the time you needed to serve God. Hallelujah. Yeah, on Sunday, amen, you put your little tithes and your offering, hallelujah, in the collection plate, and you even put in the benevolent offering because they was raising money, hallelujah, because brother so-and-so lost his job, hallelujah, and they needed a little help. Praise God, amen. But how many people have you passed by during the week that also needed help? Hallelujah, amen. Then you passed over them. You didn't put nothing in their collection plate. You didn't put nothing in their cup. Hallelujah. You told them to go get a job. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. See, that's why Jesus said, don't be throwing parties for people that you know can throw a party for you. Hallelujah. In other words, amen, don't just help out your friends. Hallelujah. Because you can understand when brother so-and-so at church lost his job. Hallelujah, amen, and you can help him out. Hallelujah, but you can't understand the brother on the corner. Hallelujah, that's been out of work and can't find a job. Hallelujah, that's begging on the corner. You can't understand him. Hallelujah, amen, but you can understand, hallelujah, your friend. And you shouldn't just help him because, hallelujah, amen, you feel like now I got you. I done heard that word. Hallelujah, amen. Now, every time I see somebody on the corner, I'm going to feel obligated. Hallelujah, praise God. And God said, I don't want it out of obligation. You ought to be happy to do it. God said it like this. I give seed to the sower. Glory to God. I give bread to the eater. See, if I give you bread, all you're going to do is eat. That's it. It's over with. But if I give you seed, you get to grow your own wheat. And make your own bread and give others wheat. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's going to produce its own seeds. And then you plant those seeds and you keep going. Hallelujah. Before you know it, you got an abundance. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got more than enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you constantly sowing seed, I'm going to constantly give you seed to sow. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's all you doing is eating. I'm just going to give you enough to get by. Hallelujah, praise God, because that's all you need. That's all you appear to need. Praise God, hallelujah, is the bread. So I'm just going to give you the bread. Praise God, hallelujah. But you don't realize the most seed you sow, the most seed God's going to give you. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And you should just be happy that you're helping somebody. You shouldn't be happy that the fact that I help somebody, that God's going to bless me for helping them. Some of us happy for the wrong thing. Glory to God. I'm happy that I helped that dude today because I know God is going to give me a return. Hallelujah. Praise God. You should be happy you helped somebody eat tonight. Somebody was going to be hungry and you saved them from starvation tonight. You can't worry about tomorrow night. All you can know is that tonight, hallelujah, because of you, they got a meal in their belly, praise God. That alone should bring you joy. Not the fact that you're going to get a return. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we serving God on the job. Do you want to jump in? Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. You serving God on the job. You see somebody need an encouraging word. Hallelujah. Somebody catch an attitude with you. You know you ain't done nothing to them. Hallelujah. Well, what's wrong with her? Why don't you go figure out? Hallelujah. She might just need somebody to talk to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just don't serve them on Sundays. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve them every day of the week, all day long, 24/7, 365 days. Hallelujah. Ain't no clock out, ain't no breaks. Hallelujah. And he said, you ought to be happy. You ought to be glad. Serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Praise God. As you keep reading, you see there's an attitude. There's a certain attitude that David has that he's trying to get us to have. And it's just a joyful attitude. It's just a happy attitude. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is God. Hallelujah. For no other reason that God is God. Not because of what he's done. Because he praised God before God ever put him in position. Hallelujah. He wrote some of these psalms, amen, while he was out there watching the sheep. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he said, come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. And another scripture, he said, the Lord gonna put into your heart a new song. Hallelujah. Praise God. And go back to like verse 1. He said, make a joyful noise. What are we singing when we come before the Lord? Hallelujah. What kind of song do we have in our heart? Is it a joyful song? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just singing the same song to ourselves, keeping ourselves depressed, keeping ourselves dry, keeping ourselves bitter. Hallelujah. Because of the song that we sing. Think about what a song is. Hallelujah. Because most of us don't know the words, but we know the hook. And we call it the hook because it repeats itself. Hallelujah. And most of the time when you're singing a song, you're not singing the verse of the song. Most of the time when you're singing a song, you're singing the hook, the chorus of it. And you're singing it to yourself over, hallelujah, and over and over. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what song? What song do you got on repeat? Hallelujah, in your head that's keeping you, hallelujah, from having joy in your heart. Praise God. What situation do you keep playing at over and over again in your head? Praise God. What have you done that the devil keeps reminding you of over and over again? Hallelujah, because the word says you're a child of God. Hallelujah, the word says that you're a star. Because you're the son of Abraham. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says you are a chosen, hallelujah, generation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the song that you should be singing to yourself, an encouraging song. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And verse 3, he says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. You need to take comfort. He's telling you to take comfort in who God is. If you know God is God, you know the Lord is God. If you know this, praise God, hallelujah, that means you trust his word. His words say all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The words say, hallelujah, amen. We will get promotion, amen, though it come, hallelujah, amen, with persecution. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The words say we have eternal life. The words say we are his chosen generation. This is what the word says about us. Hallelujah, praise God. And if you believe that what the words say, hallelujah, amen, then you have every trust in God and who he is. You trust who your daddy is. You know your daddy is God. The Lord is God. If you had trust that he is God, God trumps everything. He created everything. Hallelujah. It's nothing that he didn't create. It's nothing he can't tear down. It's nothing he can't do. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to see some magic? If he say it's red, it turns red. He said, let there be light, and light came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe that, hallelujah, you believe that he is God, hallelujah, amen, then you should have joy in your heart because you are his child. Hallelujah. That means no matter what goes on around you, it won't affect you because of who you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at this. He say, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Glory to God. God says, I made you. He told Jeremiah, before I shaped you in your mother's belly, I knew you and I ordained you. Hallelujah, to be prophet over the nations. Before you were ever, my grandma would say, before you was even thought of, you was thought of. Hallelujah. In other words, your mama wasn't thinking about you, but God was. Your daddy wasn't thinking about you, but God was. He had already chose them to be your parents, and they didn't even know it yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was he who made us, not we ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything that you've been through, hallelujah, amen, this is something that I put you through to mold and shape you into the person that you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. All too many times the enemy, hallelujah, gets you to look around at your situation, and then you begin to blame yourself for the situation that you're in, not realizing that God is using the situation to mold and shape you, to teach you something, hallelujah, amen, so you can teach the next man. You can teach the next woman. He's only sending you through these situations, hallelujah, because he's preparing you for something else. That's why I say it is he who has made us, not we ourselves, so you can, so the enemy, that blame that the enemy tries to shift on you, maybe if you would have went to college. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe if you wouldn't have got pregnant at such an early age. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe if you wouldn't have been so promiscuous. Hallelujah. Maybe if you would have stayed out the streets. Maybe if you would have this. Maybe if you would have that. Hallelujah. Amen. Not realizing God, hallelujah, is the one that directed my GPS. He's the one that's taking me here. I may take a wrong turn, but he will divert me, and he's using everything that I'm going through to mold and shape me into who I am now and who I'm going to be. Hallelujah, praise God. So I need to take comfort, hallelujah, in the fact that he is God. Hallelujah. He's using everything I'm going through to mold and shape me. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's not on me. Hallelujah. I didn't create myself. I don't care how smart I think I am. Hallelujah. I don't care how smart I think I'm not. Hallelujah. I did not create myself. It is he who has created me, not me, myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to put God back in his proper place, because some people get rich and call themselves self-made. I made myself. I did this. Praise God. Hallelujah. I did this under my own power, under my own accord. The atheists say that. Ain't no God. I did all this myself. I didn't need help from God. Hallelujah. Because it ain't one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the devil is alive. Praise God. They think. Hallelujah. They did it on their own. Hallelujah. Amen. They think. Hallelujah. Everything they did under their own power. Hallelujah. They think, hallelujah, everything that they accomplished at their own hands. Hallelujah. Amen. But one day, like the Bible says, every knee must bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. One day they're going to have to see that they only made it this far. Hallelujah. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Praise God. That lets you know he owns everything, including you. It say you belong to him. See, sometimes we get it twisted and we think God belongs to us. Like he our genie in the bottle and we just rub it and we just tell him what we want and he's supposed to do it. Glory to God. We got that backwards. We're supposed to do what God tells us to do, not the other way around. See, we ask God, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Ordered. Hallelujah. Another word for ordered is commanded. Hallelujah. Another word for ordered is laid out. Praise God. Either way, hallelujah, you follow in another person's pattern. God got to lay this pattern out for you. God got to give you the command. Hallelujah. God got to order your steps. You trying to tell God where you want to step. Hallelujah. You telling God where you want to go and which route you want to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, you got to realize you belong to him. You got to follow his direction. Hallelujah. In order to achieve the greatest thing in your life, hallelujah, you can only achieve by following his direction. That's why he say if you find your own life, you're going to lose it. In other words, if you go out there, hallelujah, and think you got it all figured out and you're going to do it yourself, hallelujah, and I'm going to go out here, I'm going to get this degree, then I'm going to go get this girl, hallelujah, then we're going to have some kids, and then we're going to be rich, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Hallelujah. You keep wondering. Hallelujah. You keep, you do all that you say you're going to do. Hallelujah. You can ask some of these people that have done it. They feel unfulfilled. I feel like I'm missing something. Hallelujah. I feel like I should be doing more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they chose their own route instead of the route God chose them. They feel unfulfilled, although they look successful. Praise God. But they are unfulfilled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why are they unfulfilled? Praise God. Because they, hallelujah, chose their own life and lost it. Hallelujah. What did they lose? They lost everything God had in store for them, which is much more than they could fathom. That's why the Bible says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things that God has in store for those that love him. Praise God. In other words, you couldn't imagine what God has for you. You couldn't work hard enough to get what God has for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, he said, my yoke is easy. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to have to do some work. Of course, you're going to have to do some work, but it ain't going to be hard. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's why you can serve the Lord with gladness, because you're glad to do what you're doing. To everybody else, oh, you just working your fingers to the bone, but it's a joy in your heart when you get up in the morning knowing the work that God has laid out for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he says, a man after my own heart, chasing my heart, chasing my desires. He wants the same results I want. He wants the same thing I want. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You ever seen how happy the Muslims are to stand on the corner, hallelujah, in 80-degree weather with big three-piece wool suits on handing out flowers? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they happy to be doing what they doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God puts something in you and you happy to be doing it, it don't seem like work. It ain't even as hot, hallelujah, as it used to be. Praise God, hallelujah. Certainly things ain't heavy as they used to be. It don't seem as stressful as it used to be. Why? Because I like what I'm doing, because what I'm doing for God. Hallelujah. Not because it benefits me. Remember what Jesus said when he was talking about forgiveness? He said, amen, you're like a servant. Hallelujah. You shouldn't expect a bonus for doing your job. Hallelujah. This ain't nothing extra. Hallelujah, amen. This is something you're supposed to be doing. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is the attitude that you are supposed to have. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. The sheep of his pasture, his car, his house. Hallelujah, his land. Praise God. Yeah, you graze in it, but it belongs to him. And when you die, somebody else, another sheep going to come graze in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you realize it don't belong to you, that he's lending it to you. You know, you extra careful when somebody lends you something. Glory to God. When somebody lends you their car, you extra careful with it. Hallelujah. Because you know the value of that car. You know it don't belong to you. And you know they were nice enough to lend something to you that they worked so hard on. Hallelujah, getting for themselves, they allowing you to use it. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to look at everything you get, hallelujah, as a loan. We say it's a gift, but you get to keep gifts. Glory to God, hallelujah. When I die, hallelujah, I don't get to keep nothing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Everything we got is on loan. Hallelujah, it's on loan, praise God. Hallelujah. And it's on loan from God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to take care of the things God has loaned to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. While you here, hallelujah, you can drive that. While you here, you can live in that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it ain't yours. That's the thing we have to realize. It ain't ours. Hallelujah. It's his pasture. Oh, no, Elder, I worked too hard to get what I got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you work so hard to get it, hallelujah, how come if you die right now, it's going to be gone? Hallelujah. Praise God. You should have been working more on your salvation, hallelujah, than you were on material things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. And I hate to tell you, sheep are good for two things. Amen. They're good for their wool and they're good for their meat. Hallelujah. Either way, you're going to die. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Either way, hallelujah, you like a sheep being led to slaughter. Praise God. And but between now and then, I'm going to let you graze in this pasture. Hallelujah, praise God. We got to realize our time is limited. And we can get mad at Adam and debate about, well, if he wouldn't have ate it and she wouldn't have, we can say all that, but it's already happened. There's nothing we can do about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now, you born, hallelujah, dying. Hallelujah, praise God. But in the meantime, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. And I shall not want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is back, like I say, in David's time. From like 300-400 B.C., 800 B.C., before Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somewhere around there. Hallelujah, when the Spirit of God was believed to live in the third compartment of the temple. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And then even when David came along, he went and got the Ark of the Covenant back, and he put it in a tent. Glory to God, and the presence of God was inside of that tent. Hallelujah, praise God. So he's saying, he was saying, when you get ready to go into the presence of God, hallelujah, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. But see, since this time, hallelujah, amen, if you read the Bible, you'll find that the veil was split, hallelujah, from the top to the bottom. What does that mean? That means where Jesus was the Spirit of God was supposed to be, hallelujah, has been opened up. In other words, the Spirit of God now dwells within each one of us, and we call it the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, amen. Why am I saying all this? Because now we no longer have to wait to go to a place to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah, we wake up in his presence. We go to sleep in his presence. Hallelujah, amen. I used to have a saying, start practicing the presence of God, meaning he's there all the time. I compare it to when you were a child, amen, and if you wanted to behave yourself, you just imagine that your mama was there all the time. Hallelujah. You didn't turn around when you was in the class because you just imagined your mama was back there. Hallelujah, amen. So when people talk to you, you ain't talking back, glory to God, because you're trying to practice that presence. And if my mama back there, I wouldn't be doing this. Hallelujah, amen. And that's, see, we get all cleaned up. Hallelujah. Mostly everybody, I don't care if you took a shower the night before. A lot of people they like to take a shower, wash the car, make sure they got on clean clothes when they go to church Sunday morning. They want to almost purify themselves to go to the building. As if God is at the building waiting, as if God ain't there with you in the shower. Hallelujah, praise God. If he ain't there with you and you was doing what you wasn't supposed to have been doing, he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Even so, that means even when you out there doing wrong, I'm still right there with you. Who you think kept the bullet from hitting you? Hallelujah. They started shooting at everybody at the club. How you ain't get hit? Because I was there with you, protecting you, looking out for you. Hallelujah. You need to start practicing my presence. You no longer have to enter into the gates with thanksgiving. You need to wake up with thanksgiving because I'm right there. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, you need to change your attitude all the way around. Hallelujah. Amen. You just can't put on this happy attitude when you come to church Sunday morning. You know everybody, hey, how you doing? Blessing to see you. Oh, I love you. You know, everybody love everybody on Sunday morning. Glory to God. Everybody hugging. They take extra time in some of these churches to stop service and say, walk around, hug somebody. Glory to God. But we can go back up to serving the Lord with gladness. Do you walk around and hug people every day? Are you scared of the corona? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The things that we do it Sunday morning, amen, are we practicing these things every day? Are we practicing that God, the presence of God? See, this ain't just a text for when you go to church. This is a text when you wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. You need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Look at the position David was in. David was, we always say we stay prayed up. David was prayed up and praised up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look how far he went with his sin. Hallelujah. And God forgave him. Hallelujah. Amen. Didn't kill him. Didn't let the sword come to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Could it be he had a whole lot of praise in his praise bank? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was prayed up. Hallelujah. With worship. With making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He was prayed up. He realized God is God. And he took confidence in God being God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we don't got to wait no more to come into his presence when we should already be in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should already be in his presence. Amen. We should recognize God is always with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory to God. When you know God is with you all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to be asking yourself, what would you want me to do in this situation, in every situation? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, does that mean I got to give something to everybody I see? No, the Lord is with you, he will give you something that's called discernment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll tell you when and when not to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when he wants you to, you ain't going to be able to leave the block. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. He say, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise God. Bless his name. See, we always asking God to bless us. But when was the last time you blessed God? Hallelujah. When was the last time you blessed his name? When was the last time you praised him? When was the last time you magnified him? You know, sinners will get a blessing and tell you real quick, God is good. And then you get mad. Why God keep blessing them? Hallelujah. Every other word out their mouth is a cuss word. They out here cussing. They drinking. They out here smoking. They out here doing this. They out here doing that. Hallelujah. Praise God. But why God keep on blessing? Maybe because every time he blesses them, they bless him. God is good. Hallelujah, praise God. Be talking to church folks, these sinners walk up to my God, it's good. God just blessed me with this. Praise God. Then they go right back to cussing. But they done bless God's name. Hallelujah. See, we not blessing God's name. We Lord, why? Why me, God? God. You know, you don't want to be around nobody depressed all day. Hallelujah. Here God is hanging out with you all day and all day long. You whine. You depressed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He say, be thankful unto him and bless him. You need to be thankful because if somebody wished they was in your position, I don't care what position you in right now, somebody wished they was in your position. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody will look at you right now and say, you taking your blessings for granted. If I had what you had, you know what I could do with what, you know what I could do? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you don't look at it that way, amen, praise God, because you're too busy looking at what you don't got instead of looking at what you do have. You're still looking at what God ain't done yet, hallelujah, instead of looking at what God's done already. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus told the parable about the man that planted the seed? It say when the fruit sprung up, hallelujah, the weeds sprung up also. And they say, where the weeds come from? It's like they didn't see the fruit for the weeds. Hallelujah, amen. We can't never see the good for the bad. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we, especially when we're going through it, that's why we ought to be thankful that we're going through it. Because God got a plan, and we don't know what the plan is, but as long as we follow through with it, we know that it's going to work out for my good. See, that's the thing. The Bible say all things work together for the good of those who love God. So it's going to work out for my good. We already know it's going to work out for God regardless, but he's telling us this is working out for your good. That's the reason why you could never get that girl. That's the reason why that guy, hallelujah, never returns on phone calls. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, because you wasn't supposed to be stuck, hallelujah, with something that wasn't supposed to be yours. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why it was good that you was afflicted. That's what David said. It was good I was afflicted. If I wouldn't have been afflicted, you know what I would have been doing? Hallelujah. You hear people get out of jail. It's good I was in jail, because if I wouldn't have been in jail, I'd be dead. It's good that I had to go through what I went through, because if I wouldn't have went through what I went through, I wouldn't be who I am today. I'd be taking this for granted and taking that for granted. Hallelujah, praise God, because I don't know the value of the things that I have. Glory to God, hallelujah. So God had to take me through a process so I can understand the value. Hallelujah, praise God, so I can stop thinking, taking ordinary stuff for granted, like eating. Hallelujah. Praise God. Having clothes. Glory to God. Having a job to go to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Having money, amen, coming in on a regular basis. Stuff we taking for granted, and we asking God for more, but we not being thankful for the stuff we already got. Hallelujah. You want your wife to be a better wife. Hallelujah, praise God, but you're not thankful for the wife that she is now. Hallelujah, praise God. You ain't even thank God for the wife. You ain't thankful for the husband, glory to God. Hallelujah, but you want him to make him better. Hallelujah, praise God. You ain't thank God for the car, but you want a better model. Praise God. I want a newer model than this, Lord. Hallelujah, but you ain't told me thank you for that one yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. You complaining about your kids. Hallelujah. But there's people out there who want kids and ain't had them yet, and you sitting there complaining about yours. People looking at you crazy. So I wish I had some kids that was acting up. Hallelujah. Amen. That I could go down there and be a parent to. Hallelujah. I wish I had a kid I could mold and shape and lead into the right direction. Hallelujah. Stuff that you don't want to do. Hallelujah. Amen. People, amen, would thrive at the opportunity to do. Hallelujah. But you don't appreciate the gift that God has given you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And until you learn to appreciate him, then you can't be thankful. You can't bless his name. Hallelujah. Because you don't appreciate what he's already given you. For some reason, you can't see it. Hallelujah. For some reason, you're one of them people that see a half-empty glass of water instead of a half-full glass of water. Because there's somebody out there with a glass that ain't got no water. Hallelujah. But you can't appreciate the half a glass. Hallelujah, that God gave you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then David wraps it up. He goes, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah, praise God. And he almost stopped right there. Amen. There's an emphasis right there. He almost stopped. He said, for the Lord is good. That's enough reason to praise him. That's enough reason to be glad to serve him. That's enough reason to be thankful, because he's good. Hallelujah. But then he says his mercy is everlasting. Mercy, that's when you mess up and he forgives you and give you another chance. That's called mercy. Hallelujah. Praise. He say it's everlasting. What does David say? David saying, you think that's the only time I messed up was with Bathsheba? Everything ain't written, glory to God. Hallelujah. As much as I messed up, that's the more merciful he's been. Hallelujah. Praise God. He stays forgiving me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I stay falling short. Hallelujah. Praise God. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. His truth endures. Hallelujah. Endures. The root word to endureth is in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So he's saying the truth endures. In other words, his truth is going to be with you to the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says to all generations. Now that word generation, hallelujah, praise God, amen. And especially in the Old Testament, it can mean a race of people. Hallelujah, amen. So to all races of people, it could mean, amen, well, how we use generation, like, you know, this generation and last generation. Hallelujah, praise God, is different than this generation, your mama's generation. Hallelujah, either way you want to put it. His truth, hallelujah, will stay with you until the end. Hallelujah, no matter whether it was said 1,000 years ago, hallelujah, or whether it was said today, praise God, it is the same truth. Hallelujah, it is the same truth, and his truth, amen, will endure to the end. Hallelujah, praise God. Another pastor said it like this, the earth. Hallelujah, amen. And everything in it will melt away, will wash away. Hallelujah, will be destroyed. It will go. Hallelujah, amen. But the word of God will stand forever. Hallelujah, praise God. All these people in the Bible dead, but the word is still here. The same word he told them is still true to this day. Hallelujah, and they dead and gone. Hallelujah, the same word he gave your mama. Hallelujah, your grandma, your great-grandma, glory to God. Hallelujah, that truth still endures until today, until the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's why he's so happy. That's why he makes a joyful noise. Hallelujah, amen. That's why he loves the Lord so much. That's why you can't shut David up about God. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be able to search you up about God, about his grace, about his mercy. Hallelujah. How it lasts forever. How he done forgave you for this. How he done brought you out of that situation. How he could have let you die in the car wreck. How he could have let you die when you got shot at. Hallelujah. Praise God. How he could have let you die in your sleep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he blessed you to make it to the hospital. Hallelujah. How all the time the enemy could have attacked. Hallelujah, and God shielded you. Praise God, hallelujah. You ought to appreciate everything he's done for you, glory to God. Hallelujah, he died so that you won't have to. Hallelujah, because of what Jesus did, it's some things we ain't got to do no more. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, so how are you showing your appreciation to Jesus? Hallelujah. No, you ain't got to do it no more. It's not required. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not required, but you ought to do it anyway because he did it for you. Praise God. He died for you. You ought to be willing to do anything. He ought not have to ask you for a cup of coffee. Hallelujah, praise God. You ought to be like that housewife. Hallelujah, that imaginary housewife that that's ready with the slippers at the door. As soon as Jesus get home, hear your slippers, baby. Hear your couches. They hear your remote because of what you've done for me. Hallelujah. My mama didn't do that for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your daddy didn't do it for you. Hallelujah. But Jesus did it for you. So you ought to be grateful and you ought to show your gratitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you show your gratitude with God, watch how many other avenues, how many other doors, how many other blessings, hallelujah, will begin to reign in your life because God sees that you appreciate what he's already done for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we begin to see, amen, praise God, amen, when we understand, amen, that God already did it for us, hallelujah, amen, and we should just do it. He said, if you love me, hallelujah, praise God, you keep my commandments. Hallelujah, praise God. If you love me, you love thy neighbor as you love yourself. If you love me, you treat him the way you would want to be treated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this scripture is extra important because the attitude, I used to call it an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Showing God that we appreciate, that we're grateful for everything he did. Hallelujah. Because usually we asking God for more. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I'm trying to get something from you, I got to let you know. First of all, you got to see that I appreciate what you've already done. Because one thing, we made in God's image. This is what we have to understand. God is not complex as we are. We the complex creature. Hallelujah, amen. He's infinite and we're finite. We're the complex one. Hallelujah. He ain't that complex, praise God. The Bible says we are made in his image and in his likeness. Hallelujah. Don't you hate to feel underappreciated? Glory to God. When you feel like don't nobody appreciate what you've done, you begin to pull back. You begin to stop doing certain things at work. Hallelujah. Oh, they don't appreciate it. Hallelujah. Well, I guess I don't have to do this here. This was extra anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us are living by the skin of our teeth. Some of us only have the bare minimum. Hallelujah. Because, amen, that's as much as we trusted God. That's as much appreciation as we showed God. The bare minimum. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is treating us, some of us, amen, the way we treat people around us, the way we treat people at work. Hallelujah. If you appreciated me at this job, I would go beyond, above and beyond because I see you appreciate me. But since I see you don't appreciate it, hallelujah, amen, I'm just going to do the bare minimum. Hallelujah. The very least that I can do to keep my job is what I'm going to do. Hallelujah, amen. And God's saying the very least of what I can do to get you by is what I'm going to do. Because you don't appreciate it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to have to do you like I did for people with the talent. I'm going to have to take your talent and give it to somebody else who appreciates. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So as we get ready to wrap this scripture up, amen. Psalms 100, an attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude. Are you showing God the appreciation that he deserves? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus said, you want to know how to pray, you start out praying like this. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He started off the prayer, hallelujah, lifting up the name of God. Hallelujah. How do we pray? When we pray, do we start off lifting up his name? Hallelujah. Are we lifting up our name to him? Glory to God. Or somebody else's name. Or humbling ourselves. I come before you as humble as I know how. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said we got to start off telling him who he is. First of all, we got to let him know we recognize who he is. The God of all God. Hallelujah. The King of all kings. Hallelujah. Amen. The one that sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. Nobody mightier than you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You like to be told how good you are at something. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is. If you good at it, you want somebody to know. Hallelujah. You want somebody to recognize. I don't care if you just clean toilets. You want somebody to come out there and say, you know what? These toilets are clean today. They were just extra glistening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look like I could eat off of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it makes you feel good when people notice. Hallelujah. Because all too many times, all we do is pick out the bad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's how we make God feel. We pick out everything that we feel like is going wrong in our lives. Like God is failing us or something. Like, God, you need to get on your job. I don't know what you're doing. Hallelujah. Amen. But this ain't going the way it's supposed to, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm blaming you for this, God. So you gotta get this straight. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that's why he say, know ye that the Lord, he is God. He doing something that you don't understand. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, the Bible says, that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Not by sight. It reminds me of an episode of Martin when Martin told Gina, who you going to believe, me or your own eyes? That's what God is asking us. Who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? And that's a crazy question to ask because you trust what you see. Hallelujah. Praise God. I trust that light is red. That's why I'm stopping. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we got to start trusting what the word of God is telling us despite what we see. Hallelujah. Because around us we see what? Turmoil. Violence. You can't turn on the news without somebody seeing some violence on the news. Hallelujah. That's the first 5 minutes. 20 people that got killed in the first 5 minutes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible say we in this world, but we not of it. In other words, I'm existing around you, but the things that are going on around me are not affecting me like they affecting you. Because you actually living in this world. Glory to God. I can only describe it as the matrix. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I'm here, but I'm not really here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that over there ain't affecting me. Look at the way it's affecting you. That make me feel like I'm not even here. Hallelujah. Because you over there depressed about the pandemic. Hallelujah. I'm over here blessed in the pandemic. Glory to God. So, man, you must not be in the same place. We look like we are. Hallelujah. But I don't go by what I was looking at. Because if I go by what I looking at it, I'd be in the same situation with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But instead, I go by what the word of God say about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no matter what, hallelujah, amen, David came, stayed with the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when they told him the baby was going to die? And he went into prayer for a whole week, and then the baby died, and he said, oh, might as well go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God and give God some praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because even though you took the baby died, it could have been me. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people don't know that's why they call Jesus, hallelujah, the son of David. Because David's first son died for the sins of his father. Glory to God. Just like Jesus came and died, hallelujah, for our sins. Hallelujah. He did not commit one sin, but yet the punishment fell on him. Glory to God. And that's why you ought to be thankful. That's why you ought to praise him. That's why you ought to magnify him. Not because of obligation. Not because you're supposed to. Because you want to. You ought to want, just like that wife that wants to fix, hallelujah, her husband's meal. Or the husband that wants to fix his wife's meal. So I don't care how it's going. Hallelujah. It's something they want to do. Not something they feel like they got to do. Hallelujah. It's something they want to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something they want to do. Why? Because they love them. Because they appreciate them. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, as much as you love people, as much as you love man, as much as you appreciate what man has done, when are you going to start appreciating what I have done? Hallelujah. Glory to God today. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you got an attitude of gratitude? Hallelujah. Amen. On today. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise? Are you magnifying him? Are you lifting him up? Hallelujah. Praise God. That might be what's keeping you in the situation you in. Your praise bank is low. Your praise account is in the red. Because you're waiting on him to do something good. Hallelujah. To put something in the bank. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, you mean to tell me you ain't, oh, Lord, you got money put up for the hard times, but you ain't got no faith put up for the hard times? You ain't got no praise, hallelujah, put up for the hard times? Glory to God. You got to wait till the hard time is over. Before you can praise me. You can't praise me in the midst of the storm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't save no praise for the rainy days. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't praise me when y'all arguing. Hallelujah. You can't praise me, amen, when things ain't going right at the job. Glory to God. You can't praise me when that bill overdue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, well, do you really love me if you can only praise me when I'm doing something? Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm looking for somebody that can praise me 24/7. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody that can praise me on their deathbed till I get them off the deathbed and put them back on the deathbed again. I'm looking for somebody that can praise me, hallelujah, when they ain't got a reason to. Glory to God. I want somebody that can praise me, hallelujah, like Job did, when all hell is breaking loose. I want somebody that can say, well, I came in here without nothing. Glory to God. I'm going to leave without nothing. So it don't matter if he's taking now or later. Either way, I'm going to leave without nothing. Glory to God. I came by myself. Hallelujah. If he take all my friends, I'm going to leave by myself anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for somebody that's going to praise me. Hallelujah. In the good times. And the bad. I'm looking for some 18-year-old, hallelujah, woman though on loose, hallelujah, faith, hallelujah. Somebody that kept coming even though they was hunched over, hallelujah, that kept coming Sunday after Sunday, hallelujah, ain't got healed yet, but they kept coming, hallelujah, until Jesus said, woman, thou art loose. Praise God, but she praised me. Hallelujah, before she was loose from that affirmative, she praised me afterwards. Hallelujah, praise God. She praised me regardless. This is the season God is looking for some regardless praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you regardless of the rain, the sleet, the snow. I'm going to praise you regardless, hallelujah, of the debt. No matter how it may grow, I'm going to praise you regardless, hallelujah, of my suffering. No matter how low it drops, I'm going to keep praising you, hallelujah, no matter what they're saying about me. I'm going to keep praising you, hallelujah, no matter how much they talk about me. I'm going to keep praising you no matter what's going on around me. Hallelujah, I'm going to praise myself out the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we close tonight, where is your attitude at? Hallelujah. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Hallelujah. Are you one of these grumpy Scrooges around here? Hallelujah. Amen. God ain't going to bless you because of your attitude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your attitude is keeping you from being blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you don't appreciate nothing. Hallelujah. That God's already done. All you can do is complain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But now's the day you need to repent. You need to change your mind about that. Hallelujah. Amen. You say the scriptures, but do you believe it? Hallelujah, that all things working together for your good. Hallelujah, do you believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Hallelujah, do you believe he's making your enemies your footstool? Hallelujah, do you believe that the Lord is my shepherd? Hallelujah, and I shall not want. Glory to God. Do you believe it? Because if you believe it, you ought to magnify him for it right now. You ought to thank him for it right now. Hallelujah, you ought to thank him for the breakthrough. Hallelujah. You ought to thank him, hallelujah, for the financial blessing. You ought to thank him for the healing. Hallelujah. You ought to thank him, hallelujah, for the inspiration. Hallelujah. You ought to thank him right now before you got it. Hallelujah. Amen. That way you can have some praise in your bank. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That way you ain't got to wait till God bless you to praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you praise him now, when you praise him later, that's extra. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's going on the next one. Oh, Lord, have mercy. you got to start looking at your praise like money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like you got something in layaway. You done already paid it out. So all the praises that you're putting in now is going on the next thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when you get ready to ask God for it, it's already paid for. Oh, Lord, have mercy. My praises are already paid for it. Hallelujah. Ahead of time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to start filling your praise bank up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a pre-praise. Hallelujah, credit card. Hallelujah. Amen. You load up the praise yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word on today. Hallelujah. Psalms 100, an attitude. Hallelujah, of gratitude. Are we grateful today? Glory to God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God. Everybody called in, tuned in on today. We certainly had a blessed time. Hallelujah, in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Do we have any testimonies, prayer requests, any comments? Hallelujah. On today. Bless his name.
Well, thank God. I'm thanking God each and every day. The younger I get, I say this all the time, the more thankful I am, because I got a lot to look back on to see where he brought me from, the way I am now. And so every day, I get younger, the more thanks I give him, because I know where he brought me from. So I just appreciate the Lord tonight and want to give him thanks for all he's done all of these years. And there are some things that other people say that they experience that I haven't experienced because of the blessing of the Lord. And so I'm just going to give him praise for that.
Amen. Hey, man, we thank God for Pastor Paige on tonight. Hallelujah. Giving God thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's all he wants us to do. Give him thanks. Show me some appreciation for what I've already done and then watch what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God tonight for his word. Hallelujah. Amen. An attitude of gratitude. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and end tonight's broadcast following. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. And that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We just ask that that word resonate in our heart, mind, and our souls, Lord. Help us to be more appreciative. Open our eyes and let us see, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you, hallelujah, have been there all along, that you have made ways out of no way, that you have opened doors that otherwise would not have been opened, Lord. And for that, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For that, Lord, we praise. Hallelujah. For that, Lord, we magnify you. Hallelujah. Lord, you are truly worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah. And as we leave this night, but never from your presence, we simply pray. Hallelujah. Amen. That your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Hallelujah, everybody. We want to answer
you.
Have
you are the last party in the
hallelujah.
Conference.
You go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can magnify in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see you next time. Hallelujah. On the Anointed Truth and Praise Worldwide Ministries, we got that word. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, all tonight.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Take your heels out of this. Anointed truth. Let's go. This spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
This spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
This
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes. Why? Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man, this spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
This spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
This
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes. Why? Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat
God-given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits, I know you feel it. My ghostwriter's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say rapping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face, you know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.